Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Of course, today is Day of Reconciliation. Used to be Day of the Covenant. Before that, it was Dingaan's Day, a very controversial day in the past, a day that is now meant to bring South Africans together. Joining us is Gabriel Kraus. He's a writer and analyst at the South African Institute of Race Relations. And what we're chatting about today is, what is reconciliation? Are South Africans really reconciled, or has the government created an even greater division among South Africans through corruption? Gabriel, as always, welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's kick off. What is reconciliation?
Happy Reconciliation Day. Is that the right way to say it?
I think so. I don't know.
I think a somber Reconciliation Day, perhaps. So, the Institute of Race Relations has been doing these surveys for many years, where we go and ask people, random demographically representative samples of people, urban and rural, rich and poor, black and white, cutting across all the sort of archetypal divides. We ask people what their views are on race relations in South Africa, and the results are generally heartwarming and positive. So just to give an example, when we ask people, have you personally experienced any form of racism in the last 5 years? The overwhelming majority, 80% said no. I have not experienced any form of racism in the last 5 years. And it was even higher amongst black respondents than it was amongst white respondents. That does stand in stark contrast to how many of our politicians speak, and many sort of elite tastemakers in the media speak, how a lot of our headlines run. And on the one hand, I'm sympathetic to journalists. I was a full-time journalist myself for a few years, and I know the sad truth of it bleeds, it leads. We do focus on the bad stories, and that can create the impression, if you just look at the headlines, that South Africa's rainbow is dead and its epitaph is sort of daily lived experience. But I do think that there's something more concerning when politicians overlook the basic good news, that most people have common sense. Most people want to judge each other by the content of their character. Most people want to work. Most people want to work together. Unemployment is by far the top ranked problem that we keep getting back from our respondents. Most people actually believe in meritocracy. We ask, should jobs be appointed by merit, by race? We get 80% saying by merit. Within that, 60% say merit plus special training for the genuinely disadvantaged. But a relative minority of black, white, Indian, and colored respondents think that the fundamental principles behind affirmative action are actually the best way to tackle our problems. So it seems to me, from our polling and also from my work going around rural South Africa and KZN and Mpumalanga and Northwest, that most South Africans really do have a strong sense of common sense, do have a strong sense of what the mistakes of the past were, and that reconciliation is not just a nice idea. It's a precondition to genuine flourishing in this country. So in that sense, I don't know, maybe I'm the guy who comes here to say, surprise, surprise, things aren't as bad as they're often made out to be. On the other hand, South Africa is a very uncomfortable place to live. I think that things are getting worse materially for many people, and I'm drawing that from a statistical analysis as well, this time coming from Stats SA. If you look at our unemployment numbers, if you look at our GDP per capita, our gross fixed capital formation, we have had, as Anthea Jeffrey sometimes puts it, my colleague, Dr. Anthea Jeffrey at the Institute, a 10-year lockdown of business growth, which was then followed by the 2-year lockdown. And that's definitely pinching people very badly.
So from my perspective, you can't have true reconciliation until the major issue of the disparity between the haves and the haves not are addressed. And that disparity is massive. But taking away the politics, taking away the corruption, let's ask the question about today. Today is the day of reconciliation. If we look at individuals in South Africa, no matter what their race, no matter what their gender or their religious persuasion, are we as a nation coming together as one?
Yeah, I suppose, let me put it this way. The general baseline, is very positive. A nation is always going to include, a range of diversity that also includes, you know, people who espouse really bad ideas. Personally, I think that, the end of racism, thinking that it's ever going to go away completely, is as naive as thinking that murder is ever going to go away completely, or rape, or any number of terrible things that unfortunately sometimes people do. So as a nation, I'm happy to speak as a nation with that caveat that when saying that the nation is doing pretty well, there will always be some people that are not doing so well. The baseline is very, very good. The overwhelming majority of South Africans across a range of questions, I've just touched on a couple, really seem to have reconciled themselves to the content of character view of one another rather than the judgment according to the color of one's skin. That is not to say that there are no trends in a negative direction. From that very strong base, we have seen some movement that tips in a direction that we worry about. So for example, we asked a question, do you believe that politicians are exaggerating racism and colonialism's deleterious effects in order to excuse their own failures? And if I look through the last, a majority say yes. We always get a majority saying yes, which is to say people understand the kind of race-baiting game that politicians are playing. But that majority has been weakening in the last 3 years. Somewhat. I think partly this is to do with other factors, but I think partly it's to do with the fact that some people are joining in the political ideology. And you can really see that when you ask a question like, do people of all races need each other in this country? Should we work together and should there be equal opportunity for all? Now, just over 70% say yes, which is great. And then you've got, you know, a few percent saying they don't know. But those who are saying, no, we don't all need each other, let's say roughly 10%, have, I think, a very dangerous view across all races. And that number has been ticking up over the last 5 years, since 2013, actually, when it was almost invisible statistically. And now it's sort of sitting on 10%. So we are seeing the effects, I think, of this relentless political campaign, media campaign, to assume that every issue that involves people of different races is a race issue, for guilty parties to say that they're just being attacked on the basis of their race, for incidents of genuine racism to be exaggerated, not in the sense of the harm being done in that particular instance. There, often there is no exaggeration, but exaggerated in the sense of, because this happened here, it must be happening everywhere all the time, and this must really be what's normal. That kind of talk, which we track genuinely on a daily basis, does seem to be having an effect. Although I just caution one to say,
well,
although the trend might be going wrong, the baseline is extremely robust. There really is a super majority of South Africans that are reconciled.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear us ending off on a good note. Gabriel, happy Reconciliation Day, and let's hope that we can continue to you know, mend the ills of the past. Gabriel Krauss is a writer and analyst at the Institute of Race Relations.